This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to Uzbekistan for a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will reach Tashkent this evening at the invitation of President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev. Both leaders will have discussions on the entire gamut of issues of bilateral importance in Tashkent. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Uzbekistan and the Kyrgyz Republic will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen the civilizational connect with the region. He said in recent years, the India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to having discussions with the President of Uzbekistan on further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence, energy and on advancing the shared visions of Vikasit Bharat and Yangi Uzbekistan. Mr. Modi said he will also visit the Shastri Memorial and Mahatma Gandhi Centre at the Tashkent State University of Oriental Studies, which is a tribute to the close cultural and people-to-people ties that bind the two countries. The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 626, with over 2,000 people missing. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said the police are coordinating with residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday said 320 Indian nationals remain uncontactable or are reportedly missing following the flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said around 100 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain uncontactable. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India is concerned about the crisis situation in Nepal, talking to reporters in Lucknow. Mr. Singh said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated India is ready to provide all assistance needed by Nepal. The Defence Minister added that India has been continuously sending assistance to the neighbouring country. Nepal President Ramchandra Podhale today expressed gratitude to his Indian counterpart Draupadi Murmu for her concern and the support extended by the Government of India following the devastating flash floods in Nepal. Nepal praised India's efforts towards helping it in times of crisis and described the Prime Minister Modi as exceptionally generous in the wake of the devastating flood in the country. Nepal's Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle said special supplies had also been flown in from New Delhi following floods and that India had indicated it would provide very generous assistance for reconstruction. The government has said more than 115 lakh hectares of farmland have been brought under micro-irrigation under the Per Drop More Crop scheme as of July this year. The initiative aims to promote efficient use of water at the farm level and improve water use efficiency in agriculture. The initiative began in January 2006 as the centrally sponsored scheme for micro-irrigation. From 2015-16 to 2021-22, it was officially named Per Drop More Crop and implemented as a core component of the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana. Under the scheme, the government provides financial assistance of up to 5 hectares per beneficiary to install micro-irrigation systems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 137th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. 37 people have been reportedly killed following a Russian attack on the Bucha district close to the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. According to local regional military administration, at least 50 residential buildings had been damaged in the overnight drone attack, which also sparked a large-scale fire that spread to homes and a restaurant. And with that, we end this news bulletin.